USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that the military will be deployed to help Nova Scotia recover from post-tropical cyclone Fiona. The former hurricane that devastated a not fully recovered Puerto Rico this week left a mark on Atlantic Canada as a whole. The storm made landfall in Nova Scotia early Saturday. Hundreds of people have been left without power after the storm downed trees and power lines. Some communities have been flooded out. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted early Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure ever recorded for a storm making landfall in that country. Defense Minister Anita Anand said elements of the Canadian Armed Forces were currently carrying out reconnaissance to determine where they should deploy help. A state of emergency has been declared for 24 counties in Florida ahead of Tropical Storm Ian as it gets stronger over the Caribbean. Governor Ron DeSantis issued a declaration on Friday encouraging residents to prepare for the storm. He also asked for a federal pre-landfall emergency declaration. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Ian is expected to approach Florida with major hurricane force next week. Ian is the cause of NASA to skip next week's launch of its new moon rocket. They're going to try again on October 2nd. Russian police moved quickly to disperse the peaceful protest against President Vladimir Putin's mobilization order. They arrested hundreds, including children across the country. Nearly 750 in total have been detained, according to the independent website OVD Info. The protest happened within hours Wednesday after Putin announced a call-up of experienced and skilled army reservists and a move to beef up forces in Ukraine. In the background, a referendum staged by the Kremlin in four provinces that they occupy, setting up a pretext for annexation by Moscow. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urging Ukrainians in occupied regions to undermine the referendums. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
An Arizona judge has lifted a hold on a near-total ban on abortion in the state. The law has been on the books since before Arizona was a state. The only exception is if the mother's life is in jeopardy. An injunction on the law has been in place since June when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that masks are no longer required if you're in a hospital or nursing home unless those facilities are in a community seeing high levels of COVID transmission as one of the final sets of revisions in a sweeping effort to overhaul recommendations for the virus. Students in the Garden State now have a new subject matter to tackle.
New Jersey public school students will be the first in the country required to learn about climate change while in the classroom starting this school year. The First Lady of New Jersey, Tammy Murphy.
I would say that the importance is that, you know, climate change is really becoming a reality. I think we all know that. You can look around the world.
Lessons will focus on how climate change has accelerated in recent decades and how it's impacted public health, human society, and contributed to natural disasters. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Legendary jazz saxophonist Pharoah Sanders died in Los Angeles early Saturday. He played with John Coltrane's band. He was 81 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.